You're listening to No Broke Months for Salespeople podcast. In this episode of the No Broke Months for Salespeople podcast, Dan Roshan dives deep into what it really takes to grow a thriving business beyond just sales skills. He explains why attracting top talent is just as crucial as finding clients, and why leadership means more than being a great closer. From costly hiring mistakes to lessons from Gary Keller, Dan reveals the secrets to building a team that drives predictable success.
Always be on the hunt for talented people. Growth requires attracting exceptional individuals who can help take your business to the next level. What do talented people want? High caliber professionals, they're not just looking for a job. They're looking for an opportunity to grow. They want proof of concept. They need to see that your business is solid and has a clear direction. They want personal growth. Talented people care about how your leadership can help them to evolve more than how your business stands out from your competitors. It's about the people that you serve, your people who you hire. They care about the value you bring. To attract skilled professionals, you need to have a compelling vision and a clear plan for the future. Show them an environment where they feel valued and they see opportunities to be able to achieve their goals. Are great salespeople naturally great business leaders? Not necessarily. The skills that make someone excel in sales, like being able to be quick in decision-making and high energy performance, often clash with the patience and the foresight needed to build a cohesive team. See, leadership is about creating systems, nurturing people, and developing culture. Skills that don't always come naturally to sales stars. Understand, when you have the right people to lead, leadership is a lot easier. And when you have the wrong people, it costs you tremendously. Because a bad hire is not just inconvenient, it's costly. What's at stake when you make the bad hire is financial losses, damage to the company morale and culture, increased stress and workload for your team, legal risk and reputation harm, loss of productivity and client relationships, and so much more. I have experienced firsthand how bad hires can absolutely derail a business. I once hired a drunk salesperson who I caught chauffeuring a client around. Yeah, she got fired in about 2 seconds, less than 2 seconds. A disheveled employee that I found in the office one night, late at night when I was just coming by to get some files, coming out of his office, boom, in his underwear. There was a CFO I had once. She embezzled more than $100,000 from the company. These are just a couple experiences that taught me the value of hiring wisely and the dangers of rushing the process. Not to include all of the headaches, the challenges, the reputation hurt when you have the wrong people on the bus. So how do you position yourself so that you're able to lead and you're able to lead the right people? Well, it's a balancing act, because simultaneously, you've got to continue to find clients as you're finding talented people. I recommend to divide your efforts equally between finding clients and finding talented people to work with. Dedicate your time weekly to recruit and nurture great hires, because the right person is far easier to lead to success than trying to make the wrong fit work. I once learned from an old mentor of mine, Gary Keller, who's the chairman, CEO. Sometimes he's the chairman, sometimes he's the CEO. He's the founder of Keller Williams Realty. And I once observed him coaching an agent on the importance of focusing on leads as well as people. And he asked that agent, "Do you have enough leads to hit your goals?" "No? Fix it." And then the next question is, "Do you have enough people to handle the leads?" "No? Hire." "Are you hitting your numbers?" "No? Replace the wrong people." The takeaway: talent is just as business as leads in reaching your business goals. You need both. Consider your team as your special ops unit, because building an elite team, it's just like forming a special forces squad. It should be rigorous, selective, and worth the effort. And again, God bless the special forces and all the military. And I do not want to equate your business or mine to those people, only for the fact that it's a rigorous selection and only a small percentage of candidates should be able to meet your high standards, because the best teams rely on individuals who align with their mission, their values, and their drive. This is Dan Roshan, host of No Broke Months. Do you want consistent and predictable income with No Broke Months? My new book, Teach to Sell, Why Top Performers Never Sell and What They Do Instead, is being published early 2026 by Simon & Schuster. You can pre-order now at www.teachtosellbook.com and unlock over $10,000 of free bonus training. Don't wait. Go to www.teachtosellbook.com and grab your copy today. That's teachtosellbook.com. Hey there, No Broke Months listener. I've got some exciting news. We just passed 375,000 downloads for the No Broke Months podcast, and I cannot have done it without you. I am beyond grateful for every single listener who tunes in daily, takes action, and shares this journey with me. Now, with you and I, let's take it a step further. If this podcast has helped you, imagine what it could do for another salesperson who might be struggling. Share the show with them. Let them know there's a way to create consistent and predictable income, because no salesperson should ever have another broke month again. And hey, while you're at it, don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a favorable review. Your support helps us reach even more salespeople who need this. Until the next episode, have the best day of your life. Be grateful, make good choices, go help someone, and share the show with a friend. God bless you.